The Onion is a satirical newspaper that lampoons the latest headlines and all aspects of politics and American culture. A recent headline read, "Bush seeks UN support for U.S. does whatever it wants plan." The article reads, "President Bush called upon the international community to support his U.S. does whatever it wants plan, which would permit the U.S. to take any action it wishes anywhere in the world at any time." The headline was written by my guest, Carol Kolb. Also with us is The Onion's editor, Robert Siegel. The Onion is published on the Internet and has a hard copy edition, but you can also catch up on The Onion through its book collections. The latest is called The Onion Ad Nauseam, and it collects all the articles published during The Onion's 13th year, from October 2000 to October 2001. I asked them for some of their favorite recent Onion headlines.
One that I wrote recently was, "India's top physicist develop plan to get the hell out of India." They're just got together, figured out what to do to leave. Also another one, "Republicans mount campaign to rename Alzheimer's Reagan's disease."
Ooh, yeah.
That was a good one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
We also had a headline recently, "Bush won't stop asking Cheney if we can invade yet."
Right, yeah.
He couldn't stop bugging about that. And then Cheney had a recent op-ed, which was, "When I'm feeling blue, I can always go to my undisclosed location." And it was sort of his own personal treehouse bunker where he goes when he's kind of sad.
Do you have, like, brainstorming sessions at the beginning of the week in which everybody throws in their headlines and people bounce off of that? Or do people just bring that to you, Rob, since you're the editor? Is that a more group thing or a more private
thing?
No,
it's a group. Well, it's a private thing. The brainstorming is private. Everyone comes up with 25 headlines every week, and then they're read collectively. We get together in a room, and we pitch our ideas, and the ideas that get a good response go on a master list, and then from there, there's a multi-step winnowing process.
Right.
The first step is to pitch your ideas to the group, and the ideas that are liked, then go to the next stage.
And you would be surprised how unfunny those meetings are. We just sort of sit around in a room. We all read our headlines, and we're tired, and we want to go home. And there actually is not all that much laughing. We're just sort of like, yeah, that'll work. Okay.
I mean, there are moments of laughter and inspiration, but we really it sounds, if you were to observe an Onion meeting, it would look a lot more like probably a Washington Post editorial meeting where it's just everything's being very soberly discussed, even though what we're discussing is not all that serious. We actually, at this point, having done it for most of the staff has been there 7, 8, 9 years at this point, and we can do it in this very sober, intellectualized way that really comes off as really funny and ridiculous to an outside observer.
What's the one story that has gotten the biggest reaction from? Well, two things. What's the story that's gotten the biggest reaction because people loved it, and the story that's gotten the biggest reaction because people were offended by it or thought it was in bad taste?
Let's see.
I remember
the Ashley Olsen op-ed was.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of random. Someone will pick up a story and either think that it's real, or even if they don't, they just become offended and they send it out through emails and distribute it, and then we'll get an onslaught of negative email. And recently, that happened with an article. Do you remember the headline, Rob?
I think it was "Mary Kate Olsen is dragging Ashley down." This woman was a big fan. They're twins, and this woman was a big fan of one of the twins and not the other. It's just one of these things where fans who don't get it's usually just fans who don't get the joke. It's not like the most offensive article we've ever run. There's not necessarily a correlation between level of offensiveness and level of outrage. In the response we get, usually it's just these random weird articles. The ones we least expect are going to be the ones that somehow get, you know, the fans or the people who care about that particular thing, whatever it is.
Right.
They mobilize, and you never know what it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sometimes it's a legitimately offensive one. I remember one was. I wrote it. It was "Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Linked to Bad Parents Who Should Have Done More." Yeah, and so, you know, it's just an article that took all the quotes of the parents who, you know, why couldn't I have done something? What, you know, reported these as fact, and I remember getting some emails from people, and they were saying, "Well, don't you understand that these people are, you know, are feeling grief and wrongly feeling guilt, and that, you know, and that's why they're giving these answers, you know?" And they pretty much just explained the premise of the humor to us
exactly
in their email.
That's a standard onion formula, is to take the terrible attitude some people have, you know, the absolute opposite of what psychologists tell you you're supposed to say or think about something, and then report it. So that was a case. If you're on Yahoo and you're doing a search, let's say, for example, your child died of sudden infant death syndrome, you do a Yahoo search for a support group in your neighborhood. Our article, Onion articles.
Yeah.
That's how many of our readers come to us or certainly our irate readers come to us, is they'll do a search on Yahoo or Google for a particular subject, and our horrible article about that subject will turn up.
Oh God!
You know, embedded in the critical reader, you'd think if you were if you had critical reading skills, you would say, what is the context of this article?
Right.
What is the source? You know, and then you might be able to figure out that the Onion is, you know, not real, but they don't always do that. You know, most people just see something in print, and there's something about print that people, particularly, you know, news print, that people, you know, people are very gullible.
Oh yeah, but still, you know, like say you did lose a child, and you're researching sudden infant death syndrome, and you come across the article.
Well, that's
you're not in the mood for. I mean, you're not in the mood to be entertained. You're doing it because you're miserable.
And that's,
so I can understand how people would take it the wrong way. And it's
that's not a case. Right.
Yeah.
Right. It also happens in this other way where people sort of use our articles to justify the thoughts that they already have. Like we got a lot of email for an article we did about homosexual recruitment drive up to anticipated levels.
It's like 1998. Yeah. 1998 homosexual. Recruitment drive nearing goal or something.
Yeah, and so a lot of people found that article and
a lot of gay. It went up on a lot of gay hate group, you know, gay
like it was real,
right?
Yeah, saying look at what the gays are doing,
right? Or we have articles about fake products, and we sort of just think of some product that the disgusting American public would want. And one was a stop smoking product. That was smokable nicotine sticks, and you know, basically it was just cylindrical. It was a cigarette.
Like instead of a patch, which has a little dose of nicotine,
right.
You can actually have a cylindrical tube that you insert into your mouth.
But
orally.
You got a prescription from your doctor, and we got some emails. That said that people were asking about these. That they heard about them. They read an article. They wanted to know where they could get them.
Yeah. One of the funniest along those lines was we had an article, Chinese woman gives birth to septuplets. It was right after remember the McCoy septuplets in Iowa who gave birth to the 8 children? We did one, Chinese woman gives birth to septuplets, and then the subhead was, has 1 week to choose. And the idea was in accordance with Chinese one child per family policy, this woman had to pick which of the 8 children.
Right. And throw the others off a cliff.
Yeah, the others had to be thrown off a mountaintop. So we got all sorts of emails from people, not mad at us, but mad at the Chinese government for this horrible policy. And we had offers to adopt the children, the unwanted children. And we had people just simply writing to inform us that they had started a prayer group for the kids. Most of those emails, curiously, came from Texas for whatever reason.
Do you feel like you have to respond to these these emails where they don't get the context, they don't get the joke, and they're angry with you? Do you write them back?
No, we
don't. We occasionally, I think, someone might send back just a statement that says, you know, the Onion is a satirical newspaper. But in general, we just do not respond.
For the most part, we regard those people as lost causes. Mm-hmm. We're not going to. I don't think we're going to convert them into Onion fans. You know, so I guess we've got other things to do.
Robert Siegel is the editor of The Onion. Carol Kolb writes for The Onion. The Onion is published on the internet at theonion.com. The new Onion book is called The Onion Ad Nauseam. This is Fresh Air.